Hi, Dan Sheridan here telling America's story. This is lesson number 60. We're going to talk about early unsuccessful attempts to settle New England. Let's get started. Now, if you recall, in 1606, a double-headed company was incorporated in England for the purpose of planting settlements in North America. And we trace the London Company and the Virginia settlements in our most recent lessons. Now, we're going to leave Virginia and head north to New England and the Plymouth Company. Now, the region assigned to the Plymouth Company went along the coast from Long Island to Nova Scotia in the north, and it was originally called Northern Virginia. Bartholomew Gosnold, in 1602, attempted to found a colony there. He named places like Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard, and he built a home on the island of Cuttyhunk. However, he had to go back to England because of a food shortage. And just about every year after 1602, English captains came to North Virginia but weren't successful in founding a permanent settlement. Then, in 1607, the Plymouth Company sent out an expedition under the governorship of Sir John Popham, who was the Chief Justice of England, and with him the commander of the Plymouth garrison, a man named Sir Fernando Gorges, G-O-R-G-E-S. Now, this colony consisted of about 45 people, and they attempted to found what was called the Popham Colony. In 1607 and 1608, that winter, they built huts near the mouth of the Kennebec River on the coast of Maine. But that winter, they nearly starved and froze to death. Governor Popham himself died. So they returned to England with the report that the area was too cold for Englishmen to settle. Not very good news. If you recall, Captain John Smith had left Jamestown back in 1609, but 5 years later he came to Northern Virginia with two of the Plymouth Company ships on a fishing and fur trading voyage. He explored the coast between Cape Cod and the mouth of the Penobscot, and he made a map of the area, and he named it New England, and it's been known by that name ever since. So there you go. Now you know how we got the name New England. It came from Captain John Smith. He also named the river the Charles River after baby Charles, who would become Charles I, and he also named many of the harbors of the area. Well, other captains came after John Smith, but it wouldn't be until 1620 that permanent settlements would be made in New England. Now, what attracted many to this area was a desire to escape religious persecution. Now, this is hard for today's Americans to understand because we have freedom of thought and worship today. But in the days we're learning about right now, very few people in power tolerated such freedoms. The people were forced to worship as their rulers did. So what the religion of the ruler was, the religion of the people must be, and it was enforced. Now, there was a growing resentment of this state of things among many of the Englishmen, and they wanted to be free to believe and worship as they pleased. And as we're going to see, this is what led many of them to come to New England. And there were two specific groups who wanted religious freedom. They were called the Puritans and the Separatists. We're going to talk about them in our coming lessons. All right, that's all I have time for. This is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for listening. I really hope you learned something. Until we talk again, remember this. Be good to one another, because we're in this together.